Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem personality types, shiur number 33. We're halfway through the 16 personality types. We had a grouping of four in the beginning called ST, with sensing and thinking. And we had another group of four, which we just concluded, which is the NTs, the intuitive thinkers. And now we're going to do another group of four SFs. S means down to earth, concrete. F means emotional. We're going to talk about the ISFJ. We'll start off with the ISFJ. They are the managers of facts and details. They have a high sense of duty, and they are very, very much defenders, as we're going to explain what that means. They are very self-sacrificing. They are. They have a strong work ethic. They work hard and with great sense self-sacrifice. That's the J aspects of it. They're very concerned with traditions and conservation of resources. Like other SJs, they're interested in commerce and business and down-to-earth things. They like procedures and laws. That's the J aspects of it. The need to be of service leads them to seek work in medicine or teaching or bureaucracies or secretarial work or administrative work. They're very, very helpful to those in need in an actual way, in the parenting position, in doing these chesed's of picking things up for people, helping people that way. Like other J's, they have a certain sense of responsibility. And they're very talented in carrying out routines which call for repeated procedures like nursing, secretarial work, laboratory work. They feel personally responsible that everyone knows their rules and regulations and routines. That's the J aspects of it. Also, the J aspect status is important to them. They're impressed by people's titles and positions and family background. They're bored with speculation. They're bored with theories because they're S's. They're not N's. They prefer to know how to do things and what to do in a way that's useful and practical. They like feeling financially secure. That's the J aspects of it. They may be uncomfortable with if placed in a position of authority. They may be overworked because they'll try to do everything themselves instead of delegating to other people. That's the J. They like that. Their homes are well maintained, and they have a few modest friends, and they like their own territory to a certain degree. And they are very much, like we said, they have a high sense of duty. They like working behind the scenes. They're quick, they're easygoing, they're neat, they're orderly. They have a higher sense of duty, obedience, and they base it on the sensing of the five senses, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling. Which is focused feeling in a feeling way, in an orderly way, which is the J. In a feeling way, which is the F. They find meaning in serving human needs, trying to make other people happy. They are dependable. They may complain about being intruded upon, but they have a high sense of duty to do whatever needs to be done, usually without complaining. The mates of ISFJs and the friends of ISFJs often criticize them for letting others take advantage of their goodness, even though these very mates and friends may be guilty of doing the same thing sometimes. The ISFJ takes commitment seriously, takes obligations very seriously, and they often do allow others to take advantage of them. More than most types, they allow themselves often to become a doormat in marriage, in family, in job, whatever situation they find themselves. More often than not, why is this the case? Because they have a high sense of obligation and allegiance and loyalty with strong values and commitments to serve humanity. And gender aspects of it is also, it's a stereotypical in females, but on the other hand, not so with the I. You know, they're quiet, reserved, gentle, steady, dependable, caring, dutiful, needy, tidy. ISFJ females may quietly be critical when females of other types don't behave like the other girls. ISFJ females, are a little different. They have some female characteristics, the F part, the J part in many ways. They have a quieter, gentle, caring way of about themselves. So it's something that, again, is something that is very special when used the right way, And again, you always are have to cherish your male or female characteristics and balance them out in the best possible way. They maintain relationships, they're loyal to relationships. Sometimes even when they go bad, they have a sense of duty and obligation. Sometimes it's not healthy, so they really need to ask and get advice. Their sense of loyalty also may make them appear very serious. Even though they're Fs, but they may appear serious because of their sense of duty and sense of responsibility. You know, their motto more or less is like, you know, we'll work now, we'll play later. They have a hard time learning how to relax because they take the serious responsibility of everything they do as a lifelong commitment. They're diligent, they're protective as parents, they're patient. They never feel like saints, right? But they, very often the children may see their parents that way because they're always trying to do the right thing by being dutiful, by being obedient, by being responsible. And they rarely schedule their leisure activities. So, you know, a leisure becomes, a vacation becomes part of their duty and schedule. So they need to work on that to learn how to relax and let go sometimes. Because they always have that obligation and duty aspect in front of them, which in general is not a bad idea. But there needs to be that fun spontaneity, which they really need to work on as well, both as spouses and as with the children. As ISFJ children, they're a treat for every parent because they're very content to play by themselves. They're relatively undemanding. They're relatively neat and obedient. They're model children. They're hardworking. There is a streak of stubbornness in an ISFJ. May seem out of character, but they have that. You know, I'm a teacher. I want it this way. I do it this way. I want it that way. As students, ISFJs prefer teachers that are organized, that are practicals, following outlines, following set homeworks, following set assignments. Family events are meaningful, but they have a certain formality to it with an ISFJ. Work for an ISFJ, they take it very seriously. It could be fun and rewarding and satisfying and fulfilling. And they work hard in order for things to be improved. And they feel that work ethic, and they feel it builds character and growth and maturity and satisfaction and fulfillment. So these are the aspects, a lot of the aspects of the ISFJ. They are warm because of the F. They're unassuming because of the I. They're efficient and responsible, giving attention to practical details. That's the S, practical details of their life. And they have an unassuming, understated way, like we talked about. They help the way world go around. They are reliable. They meet deadlines. They remember birthdays. They uphold traditions. They are capable. They can do personality. They're sensitive and caring. And they have an analytical detail as well to them. They are a gift. Their strengths, one of the greatest strengths of an ISFJ, is loyalty. When they're friends in an extremely loyal way. They're helpful. They're hardworking. So very often they run the risk of feeling burnt out, feeling overworked. And they find change to be difficult, especially if it's unfamiliar territory. They have high standards. Good enough is not good enough for them. They have a humility about their hard work and consistency, and they show up for others. They are social, even though they're introverted, but they are social beings. And they enjoy creating around them stable and healthy, secure, happy lives for themselves and for those around them. In to summarize some of their strengths and weaknesses, their strengths is that they're very, very supportive. They truly enjoy helping others. They share their knowledge and attention with others. They strive for win-win situations. They choose teamwork over competition. They're very, very reliable, meticulous, careful. They go well beyond what's required. They're observant. They notice things. They pay attention to small details. They're very enthusiastic about doing the right thing. They're hardworking. They take pride in it, going above and beyond their tasks and responsibilities. And they have great practical skills. You know, they don't just help others. They take action. They roll up their sleeves and do whatever is needed. What are some of their weaknesses? They could be overly humble. They're so concerned about what other people feel, they may refuse to make their thoughts known. They downplay their own efforts. They tend to take things very, very personally. They may try to hide it, but they're very, very sensitive about other people's opinion. They can be thrown off balance when someone doesn't appreciate them or doesn't approve of them or disagrees with them. When they encounter criticism and disagreement, they may feel that they're experiencing a personal attack, even though it wasn't a personal attack. They'll repress their feelings. They're very private. They're very reserved. They'll repress especially negative feelings, which create a misunderstanding in their relationships. They're reluctant to change very often. That's the SJ rigidity sometimes, and overly altruistic sometimes, which causes them, because of their generous nature, to be vulnerable, to be taken advantage of by other people, because they don't want to rock the boat, and they would rather clean up somebody else's mess than confronting themselves. So in a romantic relationship with a husband and with a wife, they have a passion towards the people they love. Their emotions run very, very deep. They show it in a million ways, but a lot in action by cooking and weekend trips, gestures of love. But they express their love and affection usually not through words and declaration, but rather through consistent everyday gestures. So that's why it's very important for an ISFJ, if they have a spouse that needs warm verbal encouragement, they have to work on that, because it doesn't come naturally to many of them. The words of affirmation and that type of warmth, or even physical affection of warmth, is sometimes hard for them, and because they have a practical approach, which masks their strong feelings sometimes. So they have to really work on that. In a very strong way. They develop very deep and meaningful friendships. They're warm, they're supportive, and people gravitate to them as friends. It's very treasured. They're private, so they're protective of themselves, so it's hard sometimes to get to know them. But they appreciate that opportunity to deepen connection with another person, and then they'll share along with themselves. They like to be liked. They like to be accepted. They navigate friendships with a blend of warmth and support and consistency. They can make exceptionally good friends, but if taken too far, it becomes people-pleasing. It becomes codependency. So they have to be careful, and that's why they always need to seek balance when it comes to friendships, to seek balance in their emotions. You know, they appreciate their friends very deeply. They're not afraid to show it, but then they have difficulty asking for appreciation in return. But they crave the loyalty and respect, you know, and as parents, they're very dutiful. They teach their children responsibility. They're motivated by a sense of duty, but also by love. They do have that love, and, you know, they have value, tradition, and guidance. So there's a definitive role there. And they want to teach their children about responsibility and about doing the right thing. But there needs to be an abundance of love there, not just in action, but also in emotion. And, you know, ISFJs generally do accept their children the way they are, but they need to build that emotional foundation of acceptance. In careers, they're very loyal, they're very rigid, they're very reliable. I said the word rigid, but that could be a problem, but they have a reliability. They're hardworking. They lend a hand to do what's needed. They shine behind the scenes, you know. They shine behind the scenes in most amazing ways. People with the ISF personality type are motivated. They're consistent workers. They take their daily activity at work seriously. They never miss a beat, and they are very meticulous in what they do. You know, workplace habits are, you know, they give advice in a healthy way. They can be relied for their kindness. They can be relied on their ability to listen carefully. They have that humble dedication, but that excess humility may hold them back. They will underestimate their ability of what they have. So there, although the ISFJ's humility could be a strength, but they won't get new opportunities unless they take credit for some of the work, the real work that they have and they deserve, and they have to let it know to their employers. Their loyalty and dependability are invaluable to employers, and they get along with them. But the question is whether they're appreciated or not. So sometimes they have to assert themselves in a gentle, non-judgmental way, rather, in a gentle way, and that's what they need to do. They could be very, very good managers because they take into effect seriously the team working of it, and so on and so forth. So the idea basically is, is that the ISFJ has tremendous amounts of gifts, of generosity, of patience, determination, and they're committed to using these gifts to help people, to better society, to better the nation as a whole. So therefore, it's important not just to appreciate their strengths, but make the most of their strengths and to actualize it, as we say, with every personality type. Bracha v'atzlacha.